Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Part 8, Exposing the Lies Out of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. This is part number 8, and we see on the right side, the international side, is over 800,000 strong, ready to hear part number 8. And we're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. And we're going to bring the young lion in. He'll give you an update on what's going on YouTube and Facebook. He'll tell you all about that. Then we'll get up some Luke 12 trail. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get an update from the young lion about YouTube and Facebook. Well, right now, I'm going to bring our elder in and tell you about the broadcast. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till Israel. Yep, I beat you at Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel. Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, well, we know one thing. The fox tail have been letting. Curtin Hale went up. We're about 10 minutes behind in this broadcast, but we still take care of Yahweh's business because we've been chosen to do so. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, over 800,000 strong on the international side and loading up on the left side, take your time. And then we're going to bring out Young Lion, and he's going to give us an update on YouTube and Facebook and how to get in and get comfortable. Right after you there, Earl, take your time and do your part, Earl, come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, as you said. And many people, they are lost because there's so many people out there with words that sound good, and they lead you into deception. And one of them you just mentioned, the saints. You'd be surprised at where they say they got the scriptures from Yahweh the Son. And this is in their book. They got the scriptures, they say, from Yahweh the Son, inscribed on a golden plaque. And they found them buried in New York. Yep, found them buried in New York. Well, to keep from going any further with that, we stay with the book of Yahweh. So we know that we're being taught right. We know that what we're hearing is the righteous way to hear it and not of deception, of righteous learning. So this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings. Love bump the guns for righteous learning and Christianity. Welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. That comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, not the Book of the Mormon or any other book. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Learning how to connect the books to your biblical education, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book, much more. And we do this because you have not. The information you all came to seek, and now have found that in the voices of the Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. Open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current time of that class lasts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is 7. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members decided to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and put there tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you might see menu, but still after choosing that, you still see choices. But you'll still choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms in the King James Bible. Chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that we're doing this to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Also, while there, check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there. Yahwa Radio Live. And after clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions for the biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on the scripture that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's name. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As a continuing reminder, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, you can order what our members know of the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. And even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line at 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I had said, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Friday. Program time will be repeated after. To do this, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking on Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh, just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Blood Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. Pal Talk, as long as you download the Pal Talk app to your tablet, computer, or phone, you will be able to get into our Pal Talk room. We are listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh once again. The room will hold 50 or more listening participants. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Prayer will also be working your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Brock Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on prophecy. I'll to all. So we can continue with our teaching from the King James Bible. We will turn our program back to our Seer Israel. Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. You might have to spread your books out a little bit for the next lesson. I don't know. Hey, Elder, but we know Sister B.S. Judah Israel said, well, you know, I ain't ready yet to hit that microphone here, but I'll let you know because I want to make sure I got it down pat. And I'm going to holler in that microphone real good myself, too. All right. Sister B.S. Judah Israel, in the wings, so I'm getting ready. I want to holler in that microphone real soon. Hallelujah, go on that. All right, we're going to bring our young lion in. He's going to give us an update of what's going on with Facebook and what's going on with YouTube and how to get in it with no problem, how to ease in on it and what's going on that. So we're going to bring our young lion in. Then after he gives his report about YouTube and Facebook, then we'll get us some Luke 12:12. So Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahweh of Judah, up and come and teach out of Camp One. Yahweh beat you, S.A. Right. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you there, Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Royal. What's going on at WCC? We want to hear from our young line. Give us an update of what's going on. And we're not hearing the young line. So we got a microphone problem. What's going on? We working on this microphone. Okay. All right, okay. Well, we'll wait on the young line and get the young line prepared. They working on the young line's microphone. Then once we get them on the airways, he'll give you an update on YouTube and Facebook and how to get in it and what to become of it and all that good stuff. So right now, all right, Mother E. Mother E, she's on stage for a nice episode. So Mother E, Fabian Yahweh Judah, Camp One, Mother E, Yahweh BJFC right here.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, bro. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Mother E, hallelujah, Yahweh. We know Mother Z is sitting at her desk with five markers and getting prepared to give her commentary a little bit later. So we'll bring Mother Z in a little bit later. Mother Z, Israel. And let's go back to the young line again. Let's see if we... Okay. So Micaiah Israel. Y'all probably beat the FC right. WCC, fix your microphone there, young line. Y'all probably beat with your FC right. Okay. Let's see if we can find young line. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you there, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, see Israel. See Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right there, Young Lion. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I see you lost a little audio, but I know you know how to holler in that microphone to get the job done. So we want to hear about what's going on with the Facebook and how to get in it. When we look forward to it, and YouTube. So get this national audience about how what's going on with the Facebook and the YouTube. Take your time and do your part and what you got to tell the national audience. Come on.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of things going on now. We got the Facebook going on. You can catch us on the Facebook at BOTTY, which is the True Israel Life. You can catch us there. But you also can catch us on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe Yahweh. And we got a show up right now that we have presented a couple days ago. Right now we're working on show number two and actually show number three. We're going to be dropping two more real soon. So we want to make sure that the national audience can go in and check us out on the different pages and different platforms so we can be heard all over the world. We got a big job to do. So, like I said, you can check us at Voices of the True Israelites. You can look us up on our Facebook at BOTTY. Then you can look us up on catch us in the studio on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe Yahweh. So we all over the place right now, and we live. We're rolling right now on Blog Talk. Over back to you, Sid Israel C. Roy.
Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, young man, what that say that we can get something going on a special edition call Thursday evening? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. Now, when you say in Luke 12, what you're really saying, this is for those on Facebook and YouTube, and is you telling the almighty four-letter man to direct your path and your lesson. See, you might have what you want planted, but when you put in Luke 12:12, you saying Yahweh, YHWH, you take over the lesson, and whatever you want be brought out, it will be done. Your will.
And that's a great thing. So remember, we're doing a series, and this is part number 8. This is a series called part number 8. And we got a couple of memos on the answer machine that's want to pull off and play a little bit, because a lot of the big scholars is making statements, because the light them got real bright. So sometimes the light get bright. Like players go to the Los Angeles Lakers. They the game, but when they get up in that bright light, all of a sudden they can't hit no baskets no more. Or they go to Denver and they can't breathe no more. So I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to stand up. That time appointed.
Of God. You have the 4 Hebrew letters, Yud, and then Hey, and then Bob, and then Hey. In the Bible said that that's the name you're supposed to focus on, and that's the form. I'm going to get started now, and I'm going to read this to you, okay? I'm going to read this meme to you. There was a moment when Moses had the nerve to ask God what his name is. Listen, it didn't take real nerve to do that. I mean, overwhelming in that holy presence, but it's a fair question. Make sure he's rightly representing him to the people of Israel. God was gracious enough to answer, and the name he gave is recorded in the original Hebrew as YHWH. Now, you have to understand something. Hebrew, just like other Semitic languages, Phoenician, Arabic, Aramaic, these languages are written for the most part without vowels. And when you are an experienced reader, you understand it. In other words, you say the vowels, you hear the vowels as you're reading in your head. The vowels are just not written. So for example, over time, we've arbitrarily added in an A and an E in there to get Yahweh, presumably because we have a preference for vowels. Oh, yes. Okay. One scholarly theological dictionary. If I began to read from it within 2 or 3 minutes, there'd be nobody left in the room because it's so technical and detailed in linguistic analysis and how to vocalize YHWH, Hey, Vav, Hey in Hebrew. But I'm looking at it page after page after page after page after page and going to surrounding Semitic languages, going to background and Greek translations of the Hebrew Bible, and on and on and on to explain why the vast majority of scholars today believe that the best way to vocalize this is Yahweh. So it is 100% false that, quote, we've arbitrarily added an A and an E. There is massive linguistic argumentation for it. And the revived argument that it was actually Yehovah or Yehovah has very little going for it. The one who's argued that best is Nehemiah Gordon. It really has very little going for it, but it is an academic position that some have held to. But the vast majority of scholars recognize that the most likely right pronunciation was Yahweh. But it's not because, well, we have a preference for vowels. It's because every word had vowels, even if they weren't written. And look, when you're an English reader, you see the word circus. There are 2 C's in it, but you know one is su and one is cu. Who told you? Well, you learned it growing up. You see the word tough, T-O-U-G-H, and you know the G-H is an F sound. How do you know? You learned it growing up. You say the word women, and there's an O, but you pronounce it like an I, women. Why, you learn it because that's how the language works, okay? So you see the word garage with 2 G's in it, and you know the first one is a G and the second one is a J. You learned it. You learn how to pronounce things. So when you learn Hebrew, every word has vowels, but they were not written in the original text, but they were spoken and they were understood. But scholars and rabbis have noted that the letters YHWH represent breathing sounds or aspirated consonants. False. False. it's frustrating just because of the level of misrepresentation. People are like, oh, isn't that wonderful? I didn't know that. So even if I assume the person doing this is well-meaning, but they aren't, everything I've read so far that they've said is completely wrong, except that the letters are YHWH in English and Hebrew, Yud Hey, Vav Hey.
We'll try to play as much as we can because we get a lot of memo messages in. But like the elder say, you can't cut your conversation up. You don't have to try to teach. Just leave what you think that you want us to hear, and we will respond back on the airways. We're not going to respond back but one way on the airways because I don't want my words to be misconstrued or what I'm saying. We're not going to respond that way, tell you up front now. So, because one thing about it, when we make a statement, what we want to do is spirit-led. So, now I don't know, did we look at Brother Micaiah, did we look at Luke 12, but I think I need to hear it again, because I heard a little bit, you know, about that name. Because one thing about it, that name is really, they kicking against that name. Because they know that name means action, the four letters, YHWH. So, we'll talk about it in a minute. So, Brother Micaiah, I need me a double dose of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. How about a double dose of that? Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
You got to believe that, and I believe that. The right spirit going to take over because one thing about it, the foxtail hair been lit, curtain hair went up. And all we got to do now is just look at the Bible and have the right spirit and take care of this man's business. That's it. And then the man going, hey, Mother E, then what is the man going to do? Young lion, get me that Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 10. But, hey, Mother E, give me a verse there, Mother E. I don't know what the Almighty going to do if we do right. Mother E, I need a verse in the 61st chapter. I need to hear something that's read in the verse chapter, verse 6 and 7. Hey, Mother E, Isaiah 61, verse 6 and 7, come on. Mother E, Isaiah Chapter 61. Look at it real carefully in verse number 6 and 7 there, Mother E. You on the clock, come on.
With Isaiah chapter 1, verses 6 and verse 7. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6. What is the right thing? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head,
hold on.
There is no...
Hold on. Mosey, 61, verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 61, verse 6 and 7.
That's what Mosey. Isaiah 61. Verse 6 and 7, that's what I kept. Oh, damn, 61. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6 and 7. That's verse 6. But ye shall be named the tree. But you shall be named the tree of the Yahweh. Men shall call you the minister of Yahweh. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. Verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Excuse me. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them.
Mm-hmm. So we saying to the seer, Isaiah, if we do right, that means make a decision according to this Bible and do right and have the right spirit according to Daniel, verse 3. He said, look forward to having a double. And that's a great thing. Because Yahweh is making a profound statement as a young lion in the book of Deuteronomy, the first five books of Moses. He says something to Moses to always remind the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, what? In the 7th chapter, 6 down to verse 10. Hey, young lion, what can we get out of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 down to verse
10? The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6 down to verse number 10. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 reads, for you are a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7. The Yahuwah did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Verse 8. But because the Yahuwah loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your father. Have the Yahuwah brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt? Verse 9. Know therefore that the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah, the faithful Yahuwah, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Verse 10. And repay them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hate him. He will repay him to his face.
Mm-hmm. He said he's gonna repay you to your face, the one that hate him. Read verse 6 again. Songs of Solomon 1 verse 5. He says something. See, this is what you have to tell your people, especially when you bring up your youngest. You have to make sure you tell them something real good before the system get a hold to them. You got to remind them why they in the crib, sitting there eating their oatmeal, banana, and drinking a little herbal tea. You got to remind them what it says before the world get a hold to them, that in 7 verse 6. What it says in 7 verse 6, and mother had me that wisdom, Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon, 1 verse 5, waiting on me. Okay. All right, come on there, young lion. Verse 6.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, for you are a righteous people unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see, you have to be able to tell your young ones coming up that you are a special righteous people. See, you have to embed that in them. Because when it got in his system, starts seeing all these wicked, divisive things, what's your mom and dad get you for Christmas? See, you got to have them prepared for all that. You have to understand all these things. But it starts with you building them up the right way before they hit that school system to get sidetracked. So you got to let them know they are special peoples, a righteous people to your mighty one, Yahuwah. And then another thing, you got to always tell them what mother in the Songs of Solomon. What you tell them in 1 verse 5, mother? You got to look right at that offspring of yours while they come up and tell them what in 1 verse 5.
Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. I am black, but common. O ye daughter of Yahweh Judah, as the tent of Kadak, as the curtain of Solomon.
Mm-hmm. You got to tell that little baby, that little grand baby, that little niece baby, you are black and beautiful. You black and you are beautiful. You got to tell them that while they down there. Come on over with your black and beautiful self. You got to let them know that word black only means opposite according to what they put in the dictionaries, but never so in the Bible. Black is beautiful. The children of Israel is black and beautiful, but you got to take the lead. That's why it's so important about the school, the land, the growing your own food, the school, and the banquet hall. So we can have them bring their old black self to the school and tell them, you black and you beautiful. What you mean I'm black and beautiful? But then you let them read the Bible. One verse comedy means beautiful. See, you got to build them up. You don't wait till the system build them up. System's going to tear them down. That is good. All right. So, young lion, we took it at. So now I want to go to the book. I want to go to the book of Isaiah. 52 verse 8. 52 verse 8. Matter of fact, read me 1, 2. And another thing you got to discuss with your young ones, why they down? They got, see when you got them first 5 good years to work with them, you got to get busy. You got to tell them something. And 52 of Isaiah 1, 2, 3. And this is how you got, and you got to look at them in verse 8. When you tell them something, 52, 1, 2, 3, and verse 8. Now, listen to this right here. Listen, see, they have to know these things before, and that's why the school is so important. We talked about the school, and that's why we had the young line to give a report about the Facebook and the YouTube. Because these messages, they got to hear, but they got to hear by a mother. Give me Daniel 6, verse 3, mother. But when you talk this talk, you got to be like Daniel in 6, verse 3. Hey, mother, what do Daniel 6, verse 3 say?
Okay.
Daniel 6, what does it say?
The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 3 reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and prince, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
You see that? See, when you got an excellent spirit on you, then we clear that the enemy always gonna be busy. He always, but here's the point. When you know these things is going to happen, you just got to make sure you stay positive in an excellent spirit. And Yahweh, one thing about it is not going to come bored is his word. What do you mean, where that WCC? World Council of Churches. And now, what can we read that at? 500 million members. Okay. What can we read that at? Young Lion, give me 55, 8 through 11 of ours. Let's take care of the World Council of Churches. They said, what can we read at it? Let's go to Isaiah 55, 1, 2, and 3. Let's, 55, 8 through 11. What it say we can read that, young line? Isaiah 55, 8 down to verse 11. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 55. We're going to pick it up at verse 8 down to verse number 11. Verse 8 reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from the heavens, and returneth not there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud that is within, that it may give seed to for the sower and bread to the eater. Verse number 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but I will accomplish. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
So he said, nothing he said gonna come back void. He said he got his part for us to do our part, and that's why in the last night lesson we already read, but we'll read another way at it. And Sirach 37:23 here, young line. Can you help those see out what it says in Sirach 37:23? Matter of fact, pick with verse 21 down to verse 23. I'm coming right back to this Isaiah 52. But give me that Sirach 37, pick up verse 21 down to verse 23. What it say there, young line?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Sirach, chapter 37. We'll pick it up at verse 21, down to verse number 33. The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse
21.
Read. 23. All right. The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 21, read. For grace is not given him from the Yahuwah, because he is deprived of all wisdom. 22. Another is wise to himself, and the fruits of understanding are commendable in his mouth. Verse 23. A wise seer instructs his teacher, and the fruits of his understanding fail not.
Mm-hmm. A wise seer will instruct his people. We're gonna touch on a little bit of that. Got a lot of comments pertain to that, but like we have to show the order and see, and that's why we had the young line to give an update, because the order got to be heard everywhere. And see, once the order is heard, it's up to you then. See, once they heard the order, so any way you can get in where you fit in at, it's not on you once they heard it. So whatever Yahweh put on you to do, do it. So once they heard it, it's up to them to reject it, but they can't stand before him and say, "Oh, we didn't hear it, never heard it." No, you heard it, but you rejected it. And that's the same thing that the scholars were saying, the big dignitary was saying about the name of the four letters. They know about the four letters. They just rejected it, and they were to add vowels to it and call him Yah and Yahweh. You say Yah to all everywhere, but that's how they roll. So you see, they ought to come and clean. And, you know, they come and clean. It's up to us to do our part and be focusing on this land, school, and banquet hall. It's very important. You know, that's supposed to be your number one goal. Land, school, and banquet hall. For those that are coming after us, where we can let them know that the 12 tribes of Israel, according to Amos, we're not reading 7 verse 9, that all of them look a base color coming in Judah, Israel, Northern Kingdom. But after they start mixing with others, that's when you see all them colors start coming in. Them, you know, a lot of things happen. But that's another lesson. So let's come back to, but they got to be told that good old dog, Louis Armstrong look, and would they make jokes about it in China and Japan? That's the real deal. That's the real deal look. See? But he just skinning and grinning all the time. But, you know, that's no lesson to him. So now, in Isaiah 52 there, young lion, we got our young ones down. We got our grandbaby schooled up. We just remember. Mother E, what it says in 4:17? The book of Romans. And Romans 4:17, mother. Help those see out, because it's a principle. And 4:17, why we have to say what we say it. What can we read out of Romans 4:17, that mother E? Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What that say?
The book of Romans, chapter 4. verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahweh who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
Yeah, Mama. So we call the things in advance, and that's why we know. And now, and the reason why we calling it, and that's why we want to hear the update on Facebook and YouTube, all the things are those they, well, we know it's going to happen. Because, see, we know this ministry is going to be the one that do the 24-14, Mother. Hey, Mother, help those see out in Matthew 24:14. This will be the ministry, the six anointed camps will be the ministry that fulfill the Matthew 24:14. What,
okay.
What can my, go and read 13, make it sound good. Matthew 24:13-14. Hey, Mother E, what that say before the whole world want to hear what Matthew 24:13-14
say. What does it say? Matthew chapter 24, verses 13 and verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then till the end come.
You see? So there it is right there. So what we teach, Mother, it must be heard everywhere. And you know you got brothers and sisters, they love to be on Facebook. They all over the place. They love to be on YouTube. They all over the place. And they going to run into them young lions up there. They going to see two lions. So what are these lions? One got his mouth open and like he got a book in his hand. Other is peeping around to make sure he can deliver. So all that, and they're going to hit that button. And once they hit that button, boy, that's when they're going to run into something that says, what they're going to run into is what it says, a young lion. When they hit that button, what is they going to run into? What's the first thing they're going to see once they hit past them two lions? So what they going to see there, young lion, because they need to be sitting down when they hit that button. What they going to run in, what they going to see there, young lion, help those see out on what they going to see once they hit that button and get past the two lions there. Come on. Brother Micaiah? Brother Micaiah, he ain't pulling that trigger fast enough, so we'll leave that alone because he ain't pulling that trigger fast enough. When those seers throw a little shot out there, he ain't getting no response fast enough. So we put that to the side. And that's why we're saying one thing about it. Get in where you fit in it. But we know one thing. This ministry has to be put on every effort it can be to activate the prophecy of the 24th chapter 13 and 14. That's our goal. To get us a well done, my good and faithful servant. So we got to get out there. Because this word is going to stand up against everything that's written. The word of Yahuwah is going to stand up. And if you apply the right and have the right spirit, you're going to be all right. So we'll put that to the side. The young lion, you know, he won't have to hit that box. That trans box. He won't hit that box. Because he ain't getting no spirit right quick enough.
Is that Romans
5:1? What about Romans 5:1, Mother?
Are you looking for peace? What it said, peace? It says,
Go ahead and read.
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahweh through our Yahweh the Son. Is that what you were looking for?
Oh, no, not really. But since you put that on, since you said, because see, a lot of times people think they're fake. They're fake. All we got to do is have faith. But we got to, since you put that out there, so it wasn't no accident. You put it out there by you justified by faith. So you might as well catch a step on that mode since you said that and let them tie in what that means about your faith to faith. So let's go to James chapter 2, 14 down to verse 21, mother. Since you brought that up, it's no accident. So we might as well investigate that faith. See, you justified by faith. Yeah, that is true. But we got to understand the definition, the Bible definition of faith. So go to Romans chapter 2, verse 14 down to verse 21, and we get the Bible definition about this. Mega James. James chapter 2. Verse 14 down to 21. Let's see if we find out what this faith means. James chapter 2, verse 14 down to 21.
Okay. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 21. Verse 14. What do it profit, my brother, though a man say he has faith and have not worked? And faith save him? Verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food. Verse 16. And one of you say unto him, depart in peace. Be ye warm and fear notwithstanding. Ye give them not those things which were needful to be, which were needful to the body. What do it profit? Verse 17. Even so, faith, if it had no work, is dead, being alone. Verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have worked. Show me your faith without your work, and I will show you my faith by my work. Verse 19. Thus believe that there is one Yahweh, thus do it well. The devil also believes and trembles. Verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, so it wasn't no accident you brought that out, so to let people know that you have all the faith on them, but it don't mean jack if you ain't got works with your faith. Read verse 17, 18 again, Mo. That was excellent you brought out. So it wasn't no accident that the Almighty put that on your spirit to bring that out in Romans 5:1. We just do a precept with it. So what did it say again in verse 17 and 18, Mo?
Book of James, chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 18. Even so, faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone. Verse 18. Yea, a man may say, I have faith, and I have worked. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Excellent. So you see, so we clear how to deal with that. So a lot of people say, well, I got faith. Okay. Now where the works at? So you got to have some works with that faith. So you got to, faith is believing. You got to work. Now, back to Young Lion again. The WCC said they're having a problem with the Young Lion's microphone, trying to get it straightened up. I don't know. So Can we come back? Now, young line, can we come back to the Isaiah 52, 1, 2, and 3? Let's put it says again. Young line, Brother Micaiah, 52, 1, 2, 3, what it say? All right, Elder Mr. Till. He was, told you kind of be sent to the side, and books all spread out there, Elder. The WCC saying, World Council of Churches saying, we got a little problem with the Lion's microphone. So, Elder, we need to kind of look right down at Isaiah 52. And look at verse 1, 2, and 3 before we read verse number 8. Hey, Elder, you on the clock, come on.
Okay, in the book of Isaiah, that was chapter 52, verse 1, 2,
yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 3. 3 and 8.
Okay, Isaiah 52, starting at verse number 1. One says, awake, awake, and put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, for the righteous city. For henceforth there shall be no more come unto thee on the uncircumcised and the unclean. 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. O Jerusalem, choose thyself from the bands of thy neck, of daughter of Zion. 3. For thus saith Yahweh, yea, we have sold yourselves for none, and ye shall be redeemed without money.
He said, thus says Yahweh, you sold yourself for nothing. He's the reason why you in captivity. You done it to yourself. Is that your problem too? In the Israel, see, we picking and bought cotton and margin. No. You sold yourself. The reason you in captivity today because you got out of the protocol of Yahweh after you made the agreements about what you're gonna do for him. He actually told Moses, go down and tell children of Israel, now this is what I require of you. That's up to you. He said, You don't do the verse 8. What does it say, Elder? He said, you don't practice the Isaiah 52, verse 8. You got a problem with Isaiah 52, verse 8. This is what Yahweh telling Isaiah. You got a problem with 52, verse 8. What does it say?
Verse number 8 says, thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh shall bring again Zion.
He said that once you see the watchman, once you start understanding that you got watchmen out here and you got to be with them, what kind of way there, Elder? You have to all see out. What kind of way you got to see Yahweh's messengers according to the last two lines of verse 8. This is how you got to see the anointed leadership. When you look at them, you have to do what? What did it say?
As the scriptures say, see eye to eye.
See, what I do? See, until you see eye to eye with anointed leadership, your problem will always be because you're going to get the wrong spirit in you when we try to show you something, and then you're going to get all puffed up when leadership show you something, but you got to see eye to eye with leadership. And once you start seeing eye to eye, Yahweh going to kick in. Now the WCC is telling me they got the Young Lions microphone back working again. So we'll find out, but stand by the Elder, because, we just piggybacking off this lesson as it unfolds itself. So, young line, Brother Micaiah, what can we read out of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 3?
straight on to verse 35. Young Lions, Brother Mekhi, you're back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 33 down to verse 35. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 33 down to verse 25. Verse 33 reads, "As I live, says the Yahuwah, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you." Verse 34, "And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out." Verse 35, "And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face."
Is it? See, Yahuwah, he's not going to blackjack you and like you're going to some subway and blackjack you. This man's going to, he's going to deliver with you face to face. And what he's going to be talking about with you face to face. And let's run back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. He said, this thing going to be to you face to face. And now, and what he's going to be talking to you about face-to-face is about Deuteronomy 7, verse 11 and 12 there, young lion. What does it say we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11 and 12? What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, "You shall therefore keep the law and the statutes and the judgments, which I command you this day, to do them." Verse 12, "Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your father."
You see that? So he letting you know, this, he going to please you face to face. He going to ask you something. He said, did you keep my covenant? He's going to talk to you face to face. He's going to ask you about his covenant. This is what the children of Israel is one of the greatest mysteries in teaching and understanding. Yahuwah one day going to look at you eyeball to eyeball. He's going to ask you something. Did you do my covenant? And he's going to be talking to you face to face in the wilderness. I'm going to bring you out from the peoples. You've been told that you're going up, up and away. No, that's Christianity. That's Islam and Judaism. The rapture. You ain't going to be raptured nowhere. You was born on this ground, and you're going to be on this ground if you make it. But you get into the wilderness, which he's going to plead with you face to face. He's going to ask you something. And what he's going to ask you about is his covenant. He said, how did you take my covenant? Did you take care of my covenant? I said in Isaiah 52, put on your strength, your beautiful garments. Did you do that? Did you put on your strength, the beautiful garments in 52? You didn't do that. You want your skinny jeans. You want to wear your give me Daisy Dudes. You want to wear your Daisy Dudes. He said, awake, awake. Put on thy strength. See, he's telling you the keys, and the seer's job is to tell you the keys. Put on your strength. And what is that? Oh, Judah. Remember, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, they all connected, and Simeon really all together. Because Simeon, for doing that wrong he did back in the day, so Ham, he bust Simeon up and put him, they call Dominicans today, he bust them up and put them with Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. That would happen to Simeon. He said, listen, you tell you, while your child is down low, you put them in them fringes, and then you tell them, look at that old beautiful garment, your black self, your pretty black self in that beautiful garment. And see, when they hear that from their parents, can't nobody tell them nothing when they go outside. What you got on? What I got on will make my parents happy. And I'm happy to it. See, you got to, see, tell them what your strength is. Your strength is the garments. But the garments got to have something on it that Yahweh put on you to make it even, you know, just where Yahweh can give his father the high five. Hey, Mother E, what you got to put on them garments in the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 38? Let those say out in Numbers 15, 37 and 38. See, our job, and that's why we asked the young line to give us an update on what's going on Facebook and how to get into Facebook, YouTube, how to get right off into it, because this is the message we got to bring to the table to get our blessing that he got in store for us. See, we got to understand something. Everything that the old nation come out with, jeans and all that kind of stuff, that ain't for you. That ain't your strength. It's not that. Here go your strength, and Mother getting ready to read it in the 15th chapter, verse 37 and 38. Mother getting ready to read it. Hey, Mother E, what you getting ready to read out of Numbers of 15, 37 and 38? What you getting ready to read, Mother?
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 and verse 38. Verse 37. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue.
You see that? You see that? Now Yahweh saying, ask me something. Now he can recognize you. It's not your skin color that he recognized. No, he recognizing the order of things. That's why you got to start your young ones up, and those that got an ear to hear. The blessing is in the fringes. Well, suppose you got a job just where you got to wear your beat-em-up outfit, got to beat somebody up in. Okay, good. Well, you go to work and beat somebody up, but be right. Just don't beat nobody up because you're in that position. You know, do right. Then once you come out there, beat you out, beat them up, go in your locker room and put on your beautiful garments, put your fringes on, and go on about your business. That's it. Remember, when you're driving now, you drive with the strength of Yahweh. And that's what you want. You want to know that some fringes, the blessing is in the fringes, but with a ribbon of blue. That's the game changer. Just not have fringes on. Make sure it's a ribbon of blue, then them gold fringes. Because he compared you to fine gold, but we ain't getting off into that. So now Paul, young lion, so Paul heard all this stuff we just got through reading, and he made a statement in 14:24 of Acts. Paul made a statement, and what did Paul say that we can read, young line? He said something in 14:24. Can you up those say out? What did Paul say? Oh, Saul, really? But if you want to call him Paul, that's on you, so no problem. Saul said, who now called us Paul, said what that we can read in 24:14. What do you say we can read there, young line? Acts, chapter 24, verse 14.
A
young line, what can we read?
The book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, but this I confess unto you, that are the ways which they call heresy, so worship I the Yahweh of my father. Believe in all things which are written in the law and in the spirit.
Is it that? Paul said, I got a fence. I got to call like it is. I believe everything written. So you know Paul had on fringes. So Paul just said he believed everything written in the law and the seers. So Paul had on fringes.
Hallelujah, boy.
He said, I believe everything that's written in the law and the seers. He believed what mother just got to read. Put a ribbon of blue on your fringes. See? Have your gold fringes on. I believe all that good stuff. So he's telling the Corinthians in 13 verse 12, what he telling a young man, what he telling the Corinthians in 13 verse 12, and this is a branch of Israelites that's scattered. So his job was to find them, so he unfound them. And 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12, he looked them eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to them. What he said to them that we can read? Pick up verse 12. Until we get our point. Come on, y'all.
All right. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, we're picking up at verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, "For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known." Verse 13.
Hold that part right there, young lion. He said, now, what you have received is in parts. He said, but it's like looking through a glass. You can tell when something is not there. He said, what you got now, you really, we've only been taught in parts. He said, but, you know, it's time now to tighten this thing in. So Paul came to tighten up because all they had was part of some things. And so Paul is coming out to close the breach on them, the break, and let them know this day got to be some face-to-face stuff. But now read a little bit more. Read verse 13.
Verse 13, read. "And now body, faith, and hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity."
He said, now you got to have some charity in you. But back at the 12, because I didn't get my thoughts right as I wanted, because that microphone you on, young line, it got no bass to it. It's very stocky. It's just like it's flat. Can't hear no roar. I can't hear no roaring line out there, young line. I'm hearing a bass sound out there. So in 13 verse 12, young line, you know, let me kind of, I can't hear what I need to hear out that stock microphone you got there. Come
on. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, "For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known."
Mm-hmm. So he's saying a lot of information got to be revealed to you. Let me just break it down that kind of way. He said himself, only he got it in part. Ain't nobody got this thing fully. But if we keep wrestling, we'll be able to tighten this thing up a little better. That's what he's saying. So Paul is kind of give his part that he do know of to the scattered Israelites, to tell them Thomas 3. So what Paul want to tell them is Thomas verse 3, that young lion. He want to tell them something because he knew by being raised from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 16 and 17, he knew that they was in bad shape. So he come to tell them something that in Yahweh, he pulled what was told of Thomas in verse 3. Help me out there, young lion. Come on, verse 3.
Okay, I'm pulling up the book of Thomas, verse number 3. All right.
Thomas, verse 3. The Almighty looked in eyeball to eyeball. And he made a profound statement in verse 3 to him. And we want to hear a little bit. What he said we can read in verse 3. Thomas, verse 3. What did it say that young lion?
Okay, the book of Thomas. Verse number 3. Trying to make sure I got it here. The book of Thomas. Verse number 3. Verse 3 read. Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in heaven, then the birds of heaven will go before you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will go before you. But the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will be known. And when you are known that you are the sons of the living Father, but if you do not know yourselves, then you are in poverty, and it is you who are that prophet.
All right, that was excellent. Hey, Mother, you go and bring that out, Mother. Go ahead, Mother, bring that out, because the young lion, he's done it all over the place on TV. So you might as well bring it out, Mother. Go ahead and bring it out, Mother.
That's my bad. I don't have it right handy. Okay.
It was said he perceived you, not behind you or beneath you. Some of you said that, young lion. Some of you said that now. He said he gonna. He's saying that. What word he saying? I don't have my book with me, but we know when we're hearing the right thing, he will. Beseech you, not beneath you or behind you. Them words are there, not in that text. So when we get back at that other time, but we ought to get remember one thing. We on the international side of every direction, so we got to make sure that we cross them dot that I's and grand style there, young line. So now, but we get back to Thomas 3 another time, and we'll take care of that. Okay, good. Now, I want to take a look at something now, young lion. I want to go back to this First Samuel, because the order got to be understood to make this thing work. It got to be understood. Let's go back to that First Samuel, chapter 9, verse 6 down to verse 15. And Mother E, help me, First Kings, chapter 1. Verse 3, 4, 7 through 10. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 3, 4, 7 through 10. And young lion, pick it up again at 11 through 17. So let's come back to this 1 Samuel again there, because we want to take a look at some things here. 1 Samuel 9, 6 down to verse 14. Young lion, Brother Micaiah, what's going on with 1 Samuel 9:6-14.
All right, we're going over there to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9. We're going to pick it up at verse 6 down to verse number 14. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 reads, and he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahuwah, and he is an honorable man. All that he says cometh surely to pass. Now let us go there. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Verse 7. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahuwah. That what have we? Verse 8. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver that will I give to the man of Yahuwah to tell us our way. Verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahuwah, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Verse 10. Then said Saul to his servant, Well said. Come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of Yahuwah was. Verse 11. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water and said unto them, is the seer here? Verse 12. And they answered them and said, he is, behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city. For there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. Verse 13. As soon as you become into the city, you shall straightway find him before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he do bless the sacrifice. And afterward, they eat that he bid. Now therefore, get you up, for about this time you shall find him. Verse 14. And they went up into the city. And when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel the seer came out against them for to go up to the high place.
I'll read verse 13 again, that young man. What did verse 13 say again?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, as soon as you come, as soon as you become into the city, you shall straightway find him before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he do bless the sacrifice. And afterwards, they eat that he bid. Now, therefore, get you up, for about this time you shall find him.
So you see, the people understood that they wasn't going to get caught up until they come. Did we read that? They not going to eat until they come. Is that what we heard?
That's what we heard.
Ain't no hallelujah to that. It's when he comes. It's when he comes. See, remember, once the body is set in place, according to the scripture, then Yahuwah going to make a move. He says, the people say, we ain't eating nothing until he gets there. He got to get there. Us people's going to be there waiting on he to get there. So they understood that now. Now we all over the place, because we need to hear the order, and that's why we asked the question about how to get into Facebook, how to get into YouTube, because they need to understand something. It's going to work according to what the book got in order. But he do have a great responsibility, because he, Mother Eve, hold that point right there, young man, we're going to go back and get some more of that. But see, we want to precept that to let you know how this thing going to work. But you won't be fumbling around to know how this thing going to work according to the Bible. So now when we read the Hosea chapter 12, mother, when we look at verse 10 real carefully, then we have an idea what he told the seers to pass on, whoever was the seer of that hour. Hosea was the seer of this hour, so the messenger spirit come to tell him something that he needs to know to pass on. So we're going to go read Hosea chapter 12, Mother E, and we're going to look right down at verse number 10. And we're going to see exactly what he read in Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. What is that?
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10. I have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied visions and used similitude by the minister of the seer.
by the ministry, by the ministry. So the one that got the ministry is the seers. The seers is one have the ministry because he have to hear the word and take it to the congregation, which mean the elders. So that's the protocol. He said, when I had something to say, I sent my message to the seer of that hour. And the seer had to remind them how this is going to work in verse 13. Now, he put remind them how it's going to work. See, we're supposed to pass it on, because right now, we don't even know, and we're going to remain in it because we don't even know who we are. We know, see, they was Israel, and they had their blue ribbons and badges on to identify themselves. But right now, we got our Daisy Dudes on and skinny jeans. See? And turn back, all that kind of stuff. See, we out all everywhere now. So we got a bigger responsibility now than they had. But to remind them how it's going to work, but you never forget it, that when you can read the book, this is how it's going to work. So you plan on taking and try to ram the head into the tree, but look what he says in verse number 13, that mother, that we're going to read, mother. Where's that, verse 13?
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by the seer, the Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by the seer was he preserved.
Okay, well, mother, I heard something mentioned twice in there. Can you take your time and tell me exactly how it's going again? I want that third word to be brought out with emphasize third one, how this going to happen. See, if you don't know how it's going to work today, know that you don't change, according to Malachi 3, verse 6, and Hebrews 13, 8 and 9. He don't change. So how that's going to work today, mother, according to verse 13. Now, you got to emphasize word that can be there twice. You got to bring that out for the national audience on how this thing going to work. And we got all read together. How it's going to work. Verse 13.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 13. And by the seer, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by the seer was he preserved.
Read that, young man. Bring it out, young man.
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse number 13. Verse 13 reads, and by a seer, the Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a seer was he preserved.
By a seer. By a. Verse 13. By a seer.
Yeah.
Yahweh. Israel out of Egypt. By a seer was he preserved. So that's how it's going to work. It was many then than it is now. We scattered everywhere. So, but the seer know he got to do something that we can read first in Numbers, Mother E. The seer got to do something that we can read in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 7. This is the responsibility of a seer. Numbers 11, verse number 26, 16 and 17. Numbers 11, verse 16 and 17. So this is how it's going to work. By a seer. We're going to Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17.
Okay. Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and offer over them and bring them unto the tabernacle, temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with feet. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone.
Well, I gave Moses an order. Although Moses was the man of our time, he said, Moses, look, this is what you got to do. You got to look out there and find 70 men of the children of Israel and bring them down, and I'm going to come down, and you won't bear the burden alone. So what was Yahuwah waiting on first there, young lion? What was Yahuwah waiting on first for Moses to do? Young lion.
So to gather them 70 men of the elders of Israel.
So he was waiting on Moses to gather the 70 men of Israel. So he wasn't making no move until he seen that. So if you don't know what to do today, you look back at yesterday. So the same thing we're saying is no accident. We on Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk, Pal Talk. We all over the place. And more stations to come. But the job is to gather 70 men. But their spirit got to be right. Let's find all kind of what's going to happen, Mother. Look what's down here. Just can't put any men together. That's why they got to be tried big time. 3 verse 24. So the responsibility is bigger because we're dealing with people now don't know even about the Sabbath day. They don't even know about the Sabbath day. Of the Sabbath day, they don't know even they're supposed to bring forth their life. They're supposed to have a ribbon in the blue. See, we got a big job ahead of us. But it starts with here, gathering 70 men. That's what, Mother? What's going to happen, Mother? Verse 24.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Yahuwah, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle, the temple.
So you see what he did? So he gathered the 70 men. He done what Yahuwah told him to do. And that's the same thing Osir is trying to do as we speak. Then what happened next? Now when everything was in order, the 70 men had the same spirit that Moses had, or at least said they did. Now Yahuwah is sitting up in this big old limousine called a cloud, ran back just waiting on Moses. Then what happened next in the next verse, Mother? What happened next in the next verse?
Verse 25. And the Yahuwah come down in a cloud and speak unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
So Yahuwah came down. So he came down. He said one thing was in order, and he coming down. So we already know what he going to do once we in order. But the lights have got so bright now, and that's why we have told the young lion to give us a report about what is YouTube, what we got going on YouTube, what we got going on Facebook. So we all over the place. So the lights are going to get bright. He's going to get brighter and brighter. So this message got to be told to those on YouTube, how to get into YouTube, how to get into Facebook. and sit back and drink a little herbal tea and listen to the voices of the true Israelites. But we're showing you the order of things, how it's got to be. If you want Yahweh to intervene, the seer have to find the 70 men with the same spirit the seer got. And the spirit the seer got, he got there the same spirit that mother getting ready to read in Daniel 6, verse 3. So what kind of spirit do old seer got to have on him? I don't care how hot and heavy it is. It can be hot and heavy on the left side, the right side. And Daniel was in captivity. But what kind of spirit he had even in captivity, mother, in Daniel 6, verse 3?
Book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and priest, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king sought to set him over the whole realm.
Mm-hmm. So leadership that reflects from the seer to the elders got to have what kind of spirit, mother? Hey, mother, what kind of spirit you got to have in the six anointed camp to do this business according to 6 verse 3?
An excellent spirit.
Excellent. You cannot have no puffed up spirit when you get, and when you shown something, you want to always have a comeback. No. You got to have an excellent spirit. Then Yahweh's coming down. He's letting us know he's coming down. Once the 70 have the, and the 70, we can read what elders is man and woman. We can read that, but we ain't going to do that in Timothy, in that area. So, what we make it, we know what the signs to look for, but we got to try the six anointed camp to see what you're working with and see what your spirit remains the same as the old seal spirit is. You got to have an excellent spirit to have Yahweh to intervene with you. And when the numbers is right, then Yahweh going to show you he's coming down and make his move. But he ain't making no move until we stop thumbing around with this man's word and be a doer, not just a hearer. So now, a statement was made there. Matter of fact, that was pulled, young line. That was pulled from Deuteronomy chapter 13, 1 through 11 and 18. Listen real good. Hey, young line, what can we read out of Deuteronomy chapter 13, 1 through 11 and 18? Listen to this real good. See, all that we got through was reading, this was pulled from somewhere. Let's see what we can read in the 13th chapter, 1 through 11, verse 18. Young lion, come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verses 1 down to verse number 11 and verse number 18. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, if there arise among you a seer or a dreamer of dreams, and give it you a sign or a wonder. Verse 2, and the signs or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, let us go after false Yahweh, which you have not known, and let us serve them. Verse 3, you shall not hearken unto the words of that pastor, bishop, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Yahweh, your Yahweh, proveth you to know whether you love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 4. You shall walk after the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his law, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Verse 5. And that bishop, pastor, deacon, shepherd, or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way to see Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, command you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of the people of you. Verse 6. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or your wife, of your bosom, or your friend, which is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve false Yahuwah, which you have not known, you nor your friend. Verse 7. Name of the Yahuwahs of the people which are round about you, now unto you, or far off from you, from the end of the earth, even unto the outer end of the earth. Verse 8. You shall not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. Verse 9. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Verse 10. And you shall stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 11. And all Israel shall hear in fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Verse 18. When you shall hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to keep all his commandments, which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Yeah, that's big talk. So you see where they got that from, right? So they're saying you might have, that's why you got to make sure your relationships line up with the book. Because if somebody tries to entice you and tell you something opposite of this Bible, then that's why you got to know who labor among you. You come together in the head before you come together in the bed. Because you got to know if they entice you to tell you, you can't do what you just got to read now. No, you have to avoid that situation. They won't talk about other than what mother getting ready to read. The all four come out their mouth. Hey, mother, eat. All four come out their mouth is Isaiah 11, verse 3. So that's why the school is very important to bring our young ones up and those that want to know the truth. There is a certain walk, appearance, and judgment you must have and store into your offsprings. Then they won't get caught up. Then they won't get caught up. But their conversation got to be around you and not around you, talking about what in verse 3. According to the 43rd chapter of Mother E, look down at verse 3. Hey, Mother E, Israel, what do 43 verse 3 say? That we can read of Isaiah. Mother E, we're looking right at 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Look down at verse 3. And see, this is where anointed leadership have to spot these things. You know, because a lot of people, you know, they get happy, they won't do this and do this and do that. But wait a minute. But when I'm going to hear some of this come out your mouth in verse 3. Hey, Mother E, Israel, what it say in verse 3? 43, verse 3.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, the Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopian and Sidon for thee.
So who did he say he is? Remember we read by the young lion about if they entice you, so speaking about another mighty one. He said, you gotta take that down. See, right now you know you can't be doing nothing but get away from that, but you have to recognize their spirit you can't be making a calling on 724 appearance when they start talking about somebody other than who we read in verse 3. You have to separate yourself from that because you lose your blessings. According to verse 3, they got to form to, let's talk about this in verse 3. Now, skip down to verse number 14, Mother. See, the conversation got to be on some of this in verse 14 and 15. What does it say in verse 14 and 15?
14. Thus said Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Righteous One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all the nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in this hill. Verse 15, I am the Yahweh, your Righteous One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
Is that it? So you see the kind of conversation you got to be among? You got to be among that kind of conversation. They can't be all over the place talking about some Lord God and Jesus and Allah and Buddha and, you know, and skinny jeans and all that kind of talk. No. They got to be talking some what you hear in his books and you want Yahweh to intervene. That's how that conversation got to be. 45 verse 11, Mother. 45 verse 11 and 12. Bring it. Isaiah 45, 11 and 12. Listen to this.
Okay. The book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11 and verse 12. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, thus said Yahweh, the Righteous One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my form and concerning the work of my hand. Command ye me. Verse 12. I have made thee earth and created man upon it. I even my hand have stretched out to heaven, and all their hosts have I commanded.
See, that's how your mighty one is one that I've done all, your mighty one, your Yahweh of Israel. See, you got to hear your mate talk about some Yahweh of Israel. If you want the blessing of Yahweh of Israel, your mate got to talk about some Yahweh of Israel. Young man, what is it we can read in the 48th chapter, verse 12 and 13? 12, 13, and 15. 12, 13, and 15. Young line, Isaiah 48, 12, 13, and 15, what does it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 12, 13, verse 15. Verse 12 reads, hearken unto me, O Israel, and Israel, my cause. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Verse 13. My hand also have laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spent the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Verse 15. I have spoken. Yes. I have called him. I have bought him, and he shall make his way prosperous.
So you see, you got to talk about, and you got to have that conversation going all around your household about the Yahweh of Israel. Because he's the one laid the foundation of earth. He's the one called the end from the beginning. See, all that other stuff, but that's just a waste of time. So you can be caught up into relationships. The only thing y'all have in common is 2 minutes in the sheet. And after that, it's all over. You got to have some Yahweh of Israel in the household. Then you got the blessing of your Yahweh. You got to have them fringes all over the place in Yahweh's view. Because he gave you them fringes, not to
because of your color, because everybody had basically the same color, but Esau and his five sons, that's the only man was made different. That's the red man and Harry. But everybody else had the same color. So they were, so when they came out of Egypt, he couldn't tell who was who. Even my fact, in Canaan, could he, in the 50th chapter of Genesis, he couldn't even tell that the children of Israel was any different between, because they were dressing all the same. All of them had little mini skirts on. All of them looked like each other face-wise. The difference was when he told them, take them skin jeans off and put them fringes on. Now, I put them fringes blue on. Wait till they got up out of here. Look here. Most you tell them put them fringes on. Put them in the blue. Because, I mean, you a dress coat. If you want my, on my dress coat on you, a ribbon of on. Then you all right with me.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, mother. Matthews. Now listen to this now. And we're going to raise the bar a little bit and see what do Facebook and YouTube get out of this. Let's see what mother going to read in 11 verse 3. Let's raise the bar a little bit, mother. We're going to throw some on the table and let's see what they get out of this. 11 verse 3, what does it say? Matthew 11, 3.
Go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 3, read. Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. And said unto him, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another?
That big talk. Read that again, Mo. Hey, Mo, read that again.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. And said unto him, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another?
Well, I say that's big talk with that. You see, he said, he won't know, thou he, or should we look for another? That's big talk with that, mother. So how are we going to get up out of that? What did the Bible tell you to get up out of it? 119, verse 4, 104, we're not going to read precept. Find out what they're talking about doing the precept. So remember, you got to have an excellent spirit, and you got to know how to maneuver through the Bible. If you don't have an excellent spirit, you can't maneuver through the Bible. We're going to spot it. Let's go to St. John 14, 12, mother. What it says in St. John 14, 12. And young lion have me, Isaiah 22, 17 down to 24. Had that waiting on me. So, mother, what can we read out of St. John 14, verse 12? Let's kind of warm the pot up a little bit. St. John 14, verse 12, what it say?
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12, read. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
And John saying that I'm going to go to my Father. But he gonna do greater works than what I did. That's what he said. He said, I'm gonna go and sit on the right hand of my Father. But he gonna do greater works. And we just got to reading some here in Matthew's 11 verse 3. It says, are you he that shall come, or should we look for another? He replied, because the Bible have a double meaning. He said, well, I'm going to my Father. I'm going to be sitting on the right hand of him. So we still got to keep precepting to see what is he trying to say. We got to keep scriptures mother. And in Malachi chapter 4, let's find out, they pull this verse to know what's supposed to be done, to have a clue that this is he that's supposed to be doing it. So that verse was pulled, mother. We're going to Malachi chapter 4, verse 4, down to verse 6 there, mother. We're going to Malachi. You know you got to go back to the seals and Pete, what is he trying to say? But he said, I'm going to sit back on the right hand of my father, as I read Acts chapter 7. And I'm going to be there. And if I read Hebrews 10:13, I'm going to be there until his enemies be made his footstool. So he's not coming back until it's time for the beatdown, according to him. So what is he trying to say in here? Malachi chapter 4 down to verse 6. Let's see some things that's supposed to be going on before we can ask, are you he or should another come? Malachi chapter 4 down to verse 6. Mother, ye Israel. One of the mothers out of camp one. Come on.
The book of Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the seer before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Yahweh. Verse 6. And he shall turn the minds of the fathers to the children, and the minds of the children unto their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with the curse.
That's big talk. Well, what do you mean by before the dreadful day? What? So he said, I'm going to send you Elijah. So someone with the spirit of fear, the past fear. There's a conversation about get in order, get your families in order, make sure your conversation in order properly, make sure the Yahweh of Israel is all around your household, make sure all that is in place before that dreadful day of the coming of Yahweh the Son. That's what he said. So, mother, back up to the first one and tell me what's going to happen in that dreadful day in the fourth chapter. Read a little bit to get our point. What about this dreadful day that's supposed to come that we can read that whoever this is, he's supposed to remind you that his coming is going to be a dreadful day. So, okay. And so on, can you tell me a bit more, let's read a little bit about this dreadful day, mother. In 4 verse 1, let's talk about this dreadful day that he supposed to remind you of before that dreadful day, because in that dreadful day, what's going to happen, mother, if we can read? Let's read a bit from the 4th chapter, verse 1. Let's read down until we get our point.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. Remember ye.
Verse 4:1. Let's find out about what's supposed to happen in this dreadful day there, mother. Pick it up at verse 1.
Okay. The book of Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wicked shall be stubborn, and they that come shall burn them up, says the Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor bring.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good, Mother. So what we supposed to tell them, Mother, that when the day of the Almighty coming, what are you going to do for those that is not a covenant keeper? According to 4 verse 1, Mother, what's supposed to happen to them according to 4 verse 1? It's not a covenant keeper. You don't want to talk about the Yahweh of Israel. You don't want to wear no fringes. You don't want to keep no Sabbath day. What's going to happen to them according to 4 verse 1? And young lion, have me verse 2 and 3 waiting on me.
Okay, you said, and they that come, they'll burn them up.
Like a what?
Like a what?
Burn them up like a what?
An oven. Excellent. Gonna burn them up like an oven. Excellent. Gonna take it, Mother Z. Gonna burn them up like an oven. So whoever that he was talking about is, are you he that should come or should look? No, the conversation is going to be telling you, if you don't have this thing down pat, when he comes, he's going to burn you up like an oven. And you know what you do in the oven, don't you? You turn to 350, you turn to 500 sometimes. You try to hurt him, get something going on, right? He said, imagine something up in there of that low degree in Yahweh of 500. You said, whatever I got in there in 500, it's really doing some cooking up in there. He's going to burn you up like an oven. If you're not in order, according to Bible order, you're supposed to tell your loved ones, you know he's going to burn you up like you in the oven. And if I put the oven on 25 degrees, you couldn't stand that. 10 degrees. He's going to burn you up. If you ain't in order when he comes, he's going to burn you up like an oven. Is that what we're reading, young line? Is that what we're reading in verse 1?
So burn us up like an oven. That's what we read.
And so what do verse 2 and 3 say then? What is verse 2 and 3?
Book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 2 and verse number 3. Verse 2 reads, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of the righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stalk. Verse 3, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Yahweh of hosts.
Hey, that's something. He is the man that told. He is the man that said. He said, look here. I'm going to do something to them. But this is going to only be for the one that do what in verse 2? Now, he going to tell you something you got to have working for you in verse 2. He said, this is only for those in verse 2. Make it plain that young line. What verse 2 say got to be going on out of your mouth?
Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name.
Hey, that's. See, you got to have a man's name right. See, they bumming all around. I don't know. Should I call them Lord, God, Jesus? Listen, that ain't that man's name. See, you, that ain't his name. You remember Pilate told you that the language that was going on in them days were three languages, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. And in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, you ain't no Lord, God, and Jesus, or Allah, or Jehovah. They not there. You got to have a man's name right. Them four letters, YHWH. You got to have a name right. It's if you fear his name, when you won't be part of the one getting burnt like an oven. You got to have a man's name right. And that's why we on Facebook, YouTube, and when you get past that, them lions you go put in BOTTY tribe, YHDH, and you'll see two lines. Then you scroll down a little bit and hit that, and you'll see that name.
that name. YHWH. See, unity is only in the name of YHW. Any other name going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. You just got to read it. Right here, 4, 1, 2, and 3. If you ain't got that name right, you going into the fire. See this right here, by Malachi. And that's why we hocking so much on the name, because we know plainly, to tell you the Lord one, if you ain't got the name right, you going into the fire. Where do you get that from? Malachi chapter 4 and 2 and 3. Is that what we're reading up, Father E? Is that what we're reading?
Right.
Is that what we're reading? Tell me out there, young lion. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah, God. That's what we're reading.
I can't get class today, so, but the point we're making here, it will be somebody to come and bring it to the table. And then you know. You don't have to apply yourself the way the man has laid it out for you. Your fringe is on. After you get off to the job, have your fringe is on, the ribbon, the blue. You got that? Good. In your household, you're talking about the Yahuwah of Israel. You're talking Yahuwah, but Yahuwah of who? The Yahuwah of Israel. You got that going on in your house real good. You're keeping the Sabbath day. You're doing all the things that make him happy. Then when he do bust them clouds and come, he done told you, if you ain't got the name right in 4 verse 2, I'm going to burn you in the fire like an oven. Mm-hmm. Is we reading that or not in verse 2? I can't get nothing out of this class, but I got a strange feeling. What you said, WCC?
Hey.
We got to mute somebody. We're going to mute the elder. He through talking for the night. Yeah. Well, that's just the bottom line. So it's up to you. You've got to be in the presence, and that's why it's so important about the land, school, and banquet hall. You got to have the name right, or the man gonna burn you in the fire. And if we'd have tied in Enoch, chapter 41, verse 2, we can read and actually I'm burnt, coming and getting you and taking you to the fire, dragging you off with punishment. And Malachi from Enoch. I can't get nothing out of this class, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Mother Z in, and maybe Mother Z can get commentary on tape number 8. But I can't get nothing out of this class. I can't get no hallelujah out of that. But we read Malachi 4 verse 2. He let you know, if you ain't got the name in 4:1, I'm going to burn you in the fire. And we just got to read. I can't get nothing. I can't get nothing. So Mother Z can come on the network, and that's the best part of the broadcast, and a commentary on whatever Almighty will put on her. So Mother Z, Tribal Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, Seer Israel, of all your seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother. Now you know. Now we dropped a stinger down there, my stinger, and I couldn't get no hallelujah, none of that. So we read how it's important to got to have a name right. I mean, I don't care how you are, you must have his name right. And we read that if you don't have the name right, in Malachi 4:1-2, the man gonna burn you like you burn up stuff in the oven. Now. I tried to give me a hallelujah. Well, I couldn't get nothing out the young line. So whatever the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience, remember, when you tell it, you tell them to those on Facebook, you tell them those on YouTube, Air Talk, Blog Talk, 800,000 is on the international side listening. So, mother, take your time. The lights is bright, but we know you can deliver your part. You and the clock come up.
I was going to read, you know, and lost what I was going to read in just a minute in the book of well, Well, that's what I was going to read for the night, so I'm going to have to do something else. You should write it down. Well, I'm just going to read as I woke up this morning with the works on my mind, and I jotted down a few scriptures on the work. And first, I'm going to start reading in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which he created and made. And then I'm going to Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 5. Just a minute. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 5. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 5. And then, and next unto them, the Just pronounce it, Brother Makaya.
Okay, Tickabites
prepared, but the nobles put not their necks to the work of the Yahweh. And then I'm going to read in Job chapter 10, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 10. Job chapter 1, verse 10. Job chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10. Has not thus made a head about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side. Thus has blessed the work of his hand, and he and his substance is increased in the land. And then I'm going to Job chapter 34 and 11. Job chapter 34, verse 11. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his way.
Mm.
And then Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 and 6. Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 and 6. Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 and 6. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy finger, the moon and the stars, which thus has ordained. In verse six. Thus made him to have dominion over the works of thou hand, thus has put all things under his feet. And then I'm going to read at Psalms 33 and 4. Psalms chapter 33, verse 4. Psalms chapter 33, verse 4. Verse 4. For the work of the Yahweh is righteous, and all his work are done in truth. And the last one, no, it's going to be, and that was the last one because the others I wrote down was about working. So that's not what I had prepared for tonight, but I'm just going to do that and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. That's Mother D. She'll be on 6 nights a week to give a commentary on whatever the Almighty put on her to put on the table. One thing about it, she steps to the plate, and that's the game tank right there. Step to the plate and be on it. God, you got the rest of them to sit back with wrong here in the shadow and be a backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. Step on the scene. Big job. Let's get it going on. So, Mother, now, so we're going to find out some great things. And in Matthew chapter 16, Mother, verse 1, 2, and 3, what do it say? So, see, Yahweh, he said some things, and he was among Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and Simeon. He peeked at some things in the 16th chapter, and he told them something, or he told the Pharisees. I don't know who he told it to, but he said something in the 16th chapter of Matthew 1, 2, and 3, backed up with a young lion in Isaiah 42, 17 to 24, and back to Mother E again in Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10. What's going on that Mother? We can read in Matthew 16, 1, 2, and 3. What it say?
Okay. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. The Pharisee also with the Sadducees come and tempted, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Verse 2. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Verse 3. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O-E-Hypocrite. You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the time?
Is it? So he's saying, see, and back up to date, we can tell when that old chicken needs to start acting up and all that old good stuff. But you can't recognize the sign of the time that what's going on as the present. There's a lot of things going on. The wicked doing everything he can to keep you away from hearing what you got to hear and applying yourself the right way, and thus says Yahweh. You don't recognize the signs of the time. See, the signs of the time when Voices of a True Israelite comes on live with you on Hair Talk, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook. We're trying to get you to come back and take another look at this book, but the right way. You have to know the signs of the time. You have to have in your household, talking about the Yahweh of Israel in your household. Not all over the place. The Yahweh of Israel must be in your household. You got it? Good. So, Mother, and let's go to 1 Thessalonians. And pick up at 5:1. I want to hear it again because he's going to tell you something that I read in Malachi chapter 4, 1 and 2. He said, if you ain't got this name right, I'm going to burn you like you burn up stuff in the oven. Woman, you don't bump that. You don't bump up what you get ready to feed me. He said, yeah, but that's why I'm going to burn you up for eternity on what you just said. So let's get a precept on that gift. Burn you like an oven. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, 2, and 3, Mother. Help those stay out there, Mother, in 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, 2, and 3. Listen to this. Remember, you can't recognize the signs of the time. And that's why we asked for a report from the young lion of what's going on YouTube and Facebook. But we're trying to get this message to you so you be prepared to understand one thing. If you don't examine yourself according to the Bible, the man going to burn you in the fire. And we read that in Malachi 4, 1, and 2, and 3. See, it's right there. Now we forget a precept from Mother E in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. What is that, Mother?
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. But of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2. For you yourselves know perfect that the day of the Yahweh so coming as a thief in the night. Verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as prevailing. Yeah. Upon a woman with child, and they shall not accept.
You see that? You know what I'm saying? He said, well, like, they got a summit going over there in Rome now with the Egyptians, omelet, you know, the big penis sit up in there and over there in Washington, D.C., the Babylonian. They already got all nations come together now over there in the Vatican City. Everybody come together, you know. And everybody trying to show you a one world order and everybody going to get happy and get up on the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church. You see, everybody going to have a love and a kiss in. Eat all the hog they can get the mouth on and everything and talk that talk about Lord God and Jesus coming out that 17th chapter in that cup, that golden cup. He said, all that going to be going on. And he says, when they said peace and safety, everything is okay. We'll make a pact with everybody. Then sudden destruction to come upon them. You see that? So while they're gathering together, we try to tell you, Zephaniah 2, 1 and 2. What he's saying in young mind in Zephaniah 2, 1, 2 and 3. But what he's telling you, see, the seer's job is to gather the 70 elders and tell them what we got to do according to Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3. What can we read there in your line?
The book of Zephaniah, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together. O nation, not desire. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass and the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of the Yahweh's anger come upon you.
Yeah.
Verse 3.
So you see what the spirit of God, go ahead, 3.
Verse 3. Seek you to Yahweh all you meek of the earth, which have rocked his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be his in the day of Yahweh's anger.
You hear the man saying? He said, you seek meekness, you seek meek, get right. Get right. Be meek. Have a beard on you. Because the day of his anger, you read now what the day of his anger is going to be. It's going to be so hot on you, even you the ones that got them built in underground houses. He's going to turn the air conditioning off on you for that underground house too, see? So he's going to shoot some fire down up in there and tear that air conditioning up. You know, you got people now, they done built their houses 100 feet up underground. So we gonna be hit. No, you're not. He gonna send that fire right down through all them vessels you got going on there and fire you up under the bed. That fire can come find you up under that bed. And you gonna push that bed up with your back.
Hallelujah, boy.
Bed up with trying to get up out of that. It ain't gonna happen. So you see, the man tell you what's our job is to tell you exactly how it's going to happen, blow by blow, according to the book. Get your mind right and some dust says Yahweh. Now, all that been pulled, young man, let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 14 through 20. Now, remember, the signs of the time. He said you can recognize it. You can't recognize the signs of the time. So when they start hollering peace and safety, all that good stuff, love in, kissing in, everybody happy, that's when the sudden struggle is going to come upon you. So you keep on watching that one eye Satan and pay those seal no never mind. And he's telling you exactly how it's going to happen. But that was pulled from 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 14. Let's see if we get our point there, young line.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 14 down to 20. Verse 14 reads. If then they that live labor not to enter these straight and bang things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Verse 15. Now therefore, why disquiet you yourself, seeing you are but a corruptible man? And why are you moved, whereas you are but mortal? Verse 16. Why has you not considered in your mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? Verse 17. Then answered I and said, O Yahweh, that bearest rule and has ordained in your law that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the un-Yahweh should perish. Verse 18. Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for why. For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight things, and yet shall not see the why. Verse 19. And he said unto me, there is no judge above Yahweh, and none that have understanding above the highest Yahweh. Verse 20. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of Yahweh that is set before them.
You hear it? Read verse 17. You hear it? You hear what the man said? I mean, a man talking good in tape 8. Verse 17.
Verse 17 reads, then answered I and said, O Yahweh, that bearest rule, you have ordained in your law that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the un-Yahweh should perish.
See, if you're unrighteous, you're going to perish. That's what he's saying. Let's go to the ninth chapter and look at verse 1. 2 Ezra 9, verse 1. Hey, mother, help me Isaiah 56, verse 1 through 4. Isaiah 56, 1 through 4, and a closing statement there, mother. Isaiah 56, 1 down to verse 4. Come on, young lion. Give me that 2 Ezra 9, 1. Let's read a little bit.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9. We're going to pick it up at verse number 1. 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1 reads, he answered me then and said, Measure you the time diligently in itself. And when you see part of the signs pass, which I have told you before. Verse 2. Then till you understand that it is the very same time wherein the highest Yahuwah will begin to visit the world which he made. Verse 3. Therefore.
Yeah. That's good right there. Right there. That's good right there. So you see, and we measuring the time now. See, the old seer is measuring the time. It's showing you where you're at. But I know you're not paying old seer no never mind. He's telling you. He said, measure the time. And that was in the Ezra days. Years ago. I understand I'm from the page of the book. I know you're not going to pay the seer no never mind. So now, in the book of Isaiah 56, mother, 1, 2, 3, 4, in the closing statement. Listen real good. Hey, it's here. See, you can take it any way you want. You can look at your loved one. You can take it any way you want it, but watch what mother read from the mouth of the seer in Isaiah 56, 1, 2, 3, 4. What it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verses 1 through 4, verse 1. Thus said Yahweh, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Verse 3. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath done it himself to the Yahweh speak, saying, the Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. Verse 4. For thus said the Yahweh unto the eunuch, that keep my Sabbath and choose the thing that pleases me and take it hold of my covenant.
Now, Mother E. What pleases Yahuwah according to verse 4? What pleases your mighty one? What pleases him according to verse 4?
Excellent.
What pleases him is keeping the Sabbath day. So if you want to please your mighty one, you got to keep the Sabbath day. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if they got millions of dollars. I want you to come sign and get a $1 million or $2 million, $20 million. Well, when you want me to do that? On the Sabbath day? No. Oh, I'm going to be about me some Yahuwah on the Sabbath day. Can I sign for that money and on one of them 6 days? Not on the Sabbath day. No. My mind is on one thing. So just say Yahuwah on the Sabbath day. So whoever can talk to anybody about the sixth, you got all the air workers on the Sabbath day. We all keep the Sabbath day. We ain't out there fumbling around trying to do anything contrary on the Sabbath day, because we want to please our mighty one. Because we know the Sabbath, we know that by keeping the Sabbath day, we in line for what, Mother, in verse 1 in the closing statement. Look what it says about keeping the Sabbath day. Look what we in line in verse 1. Look what he says, keeping the Sabbath day. Look what we got according to verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1. Thus said the Yahweh, keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed.
Ain't that something? By keeping the Sabbath day, you got what, mother? Salvation. Salvation means you keeping the Sabbath. Oh,
right.
I don't know how I get salvation. If you ain't keeping the Sabbath day, you're not going to get no salvation. So you can tell Auntie, you can tell Uncle Buck or Leroy, listen, salvation comes by keeping the Sabbath day. We ain't keeping no Sabbath day. Ain't no Sabbath day keeping and going to the Roman Catholic Church. We're keeping the first day of the week. The Bible says you're blessed if you keep the Sabbath day. And that's the day of you in salvation, the Sabbath day. Blessed those that keep the Sabbath day, because my salvation will be revealed. It ain't nothing going to be revealed on the first day of the week, Sunday, the day of the sun, but Yahweh going to come one day and bun you like in an oven. So you tell Auntie, Auntie, I don't know why you don't demand that stand before you won't read the book. Ain't nothing you doing on the first day of the week, Sunday, that's got a blessing for the man in the sky. You got to keep the Sabbath day. That's why I don't care what's going on the Sabbath day. You can't get my attention. Unless it's some dust says, not what? So whatever the switches be doing on the Sabbath day and all that they're doing, one thing that we do know plainly, that the six anointed camps be keeping the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. We not riding all over the place doing all. No, no Sabbath day. We doing the Sabbath day. Our mind is on Yahweh on the Sabbath day. That's the blessing. Those that pop some stuff up and you mess around, Yahweh, let you know the Sabbath day. Don't worry, because we're going to be keeping the Sabbath day. That's the game changer. Salvation is by keeping the Sabbath day, not riding around and peeping at nobody or offering to anything that can get you in trouble with Yahweh. Keep that Sabbath day. On Friday, sundown, Mother eat, closing statement, catching class on the top part of Sabbath day. What's your statements? You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class, and thank you, praising Yahweh for the ones that listen to the class, and thank you, praising Yahweh to be able to be in a class. And I'm going to read Psalms in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Cast your bread upon the water, for thus shall find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thus knoweth not what evil shall be upon the earth. Verse 3, if the cloud be full of rain, they enter themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, and the place where the tree fail, there it shall be. Verse 4, he that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap. Verse 5, as though knowing not what is the way of the spirit, or how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thus knoweth not the works of Yahweh who maketh all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One thing about it. See, Yahweh, he's in front of everything, and this really is a code out for a code and code what this code is. We do nothing on the Sabbath day but keep Yahweh's business. So all the plots is made on the Sabbath day, you have nothing to do with it, because what we be doing on the Sabbath day, And this is a code word for somebody that's listening real good. Let's go to the 26th chapter 1 through 3 and be coming back to that 4 down to verse, 5 down to verse 8 in a minute, in young line. But in the 26th chapter 1, 2, 3, 12, and 13, verse 26. You know, a lot of times Yahweh had a wicked to have you thinking that we're doing so much, we all over the world on the, no, not on Sabbath day. You look at all them paperwork and find out all that problems that going on today, it was on the Sabbath day. That's what we'd be doing on the Sabbath day. Huh? Guess what we'd be doing, and the world know what we'd be doing, is Isaiah 26, verse 3, 11, and 12. And that's a code for somebody that's listening on the broadcast. Put that and say, listen, on the Sabbath day, I ain't hearing none of that you're saying that they're doing. Not on the Sabbath. Then you read them this, 26, 1, 2, and 3, 12, and 13. Read it, young lion, come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 1, 2, and 3, 12, 13, and verse 26. The book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 1, reads, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yahdah Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will Yahweh appoint for walls and bulwarks. Verse 2, open you the gate, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusted in you. Verse 12.
12 and 13.
Verse 12. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us. For you also has wrought all our works in us. Verse 13. O Yahweh, our Yahweh, other Yahwehs besides you have had dominion over us. But by you only will we make mention of your name.
Verse 21.
For behold, the Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their sins. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain.
It will be the biggest hypocrite in the world to be able to teach Israel here. And then you look at all that paperwork and all that stuff they got on the table on what somebody was doing on the Sabbath day. Then what we'd be doing on the Sabbath day. We'd be doing the Thus Says Yahweh. See, he set the enemy up to really himself. There's nowhere we riding around on them Sabbath days. All out there, all in all them cities and all them malls doing all that. That's garbage. And Yahweh set up for millions to bear witness what we be doing on the Sabbath day. It's keeping Thus Says Yahweh. And letting the one that got here to hear know, he going to burn you in the fire. Those that ain't got his mind, ain't got your mind on him, he going to burn you in the fire. So I'd be the biggest hypocrite in the world to be all over town on the Sabbath day. I'd be red doing me some Thus Says Yahweh. And matter of fact, let's see what it says in the 13th chapter, verse number. See, the hypocrites is busy, but they barking up the wrong tree. Because in 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you going to prosper if you got your Yahweh right. They're going to lose on every front. Mark that and write it down. What you reading there, young lion?
You said we're going to the 13th chapter.
Now what?
Are we staying in Isaiah?
Yeah. Now, I know about that closing statement that was over there, but I said something just before that. Now, what I said, hey, Mother Z, what did I say? I said a verse prior to that. What did I say, Mother Z?
You said Isaiah 54:17.
What I heard you say was 13.
Okay, well, I've got away from me right now. I've got away from me right now. I thought I'd put a verse on the table, pertain to what we was on right there. But see, you always remember one thing. The enemies is always busy. And if they can get you to pollute the Sabbath day, I said, Acts 13, that's what I did. You're right, mother. Acts 13, give me 26 and 27 there, young lion. See, this is what the seer be doing on the Sabbath day. So all them reports about those seers, he riding around up in the air, all around all them cities that ain't number from Satan the devil himself. This is what the seer be doing on the Sabbath day. The 26th chapter, verse 26 and 27. Bring it out, young lion.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26 reads, man and brother, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell at Yadaju and their roots, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
You see that? So you can hear the voice of the seer. When, that young lion?
Every Sabbath day.
Every. You don't hear the seer doing nothing but some dust says, Yahweh. You'd be the biggest hypocrite in the world, be somewhere out there riding around at the malls trying to do all type of weird stuff that's violating Yahweh's word. So they ain't going to hold up, because they got it written plainly in the Bible that these things must come to pass. So now come on back and give me that Isaiah. Where we at? We're in 56, pick it up verse 5 through 8. And we'll close out with this, 5 through 8. So this is what we be doing, because we know what he's saying here. Let's see what he's saying in Isaiah 56, 5 through 8 there, young lion. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 5 down to verse number 8. Verse 5 reads, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that should not be cut out. Verse 6. Also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to Yahweh, to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servant. Everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. Verse 7. Even them will I bring to my righteous mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For my temple shall be called a temple of prayer for all people. Verse 8. And the Yahweh, which gathered the outcast of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him.
So what is he saying? Give me Sirach 40, verse 1. He said, what are you saying? How can we teach this and don't live this? Every report that you got, that the old seer somewhere in somebody's mall or somebody doing the Sabbath day and doing all this, that ain't nothing from Satan the devil. The seer be keeping his Sabbath day. And you hear the voice of the seer every Sabbath day. And you check every report you got on the seer being driving here and driving there and driving there. You're going to find out that's the lie from Satan the devil himself. See, Satan got his ministers. His ministers going to do everything he can to derail this ministry. But it's too many million saying the seer is doing him some dust says Yahweh every Sabbath day. So read them reports and find out all the stuff they say the seer doing on the Sabbath day. All over the world, he's riding around doing this and doing that. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Write that down. Pass it on. Come on, young lion, and give me a closing statement behind that.
Book of Sirach, chapter 40, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, Grace travail is created for every man, and heavy yoke is upon the sons of Adam. From the day that they go out of their mother's womb to the day that they return to the mother of all things.
Read that again in the closing statement. Read that again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 40, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, great travail is created for every man, and heavy yoke is upon the sons of Adam. From the day that they go out of their mother's womb to the day that they return to the mother of all things.
He said, great travail. You always going to have problems. Anytime you're on the right track, you have problems from the wicked when you're on the right track. So that comes to territory. And they're going to do everything they can to derail this ministry. They're going to say, you was here when you was there. They're going to tell you all these things, but it's up to you to stand in Yahweh's word and have the right spirit. Young Lion, close statement to the top part of the Sabbath, eyeball to eyeball. You on the clock, come on.
All right. I want to thank Yahweh for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for the opportunity to meet the seer and learn under the seer Israel of C. Roy. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children, today to teach them the word of Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for our elders, our mothers, all the teachers, brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed counselors. Thank you, Yahweh, for bringing the 12 tribes of Israel back together and the lead of tribe Yadadju. I'm also want to read the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, picking up at verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, for they were worthy to be deprived of life and imprisoned in darkness, who had kept your sons shut up, by whom the uncorrupt light of the law was to be given unto the world. Verse 5, and when they had determined to slay the babies of the saints, the Israelites, one child being cast forth in state to reprove them, you took away the multitude of their children and destroyed them all together in a mighty war. Verse 6, of that night were our fathers certified afore, that assuredly knowing unto what oath they had given credence, they might afterwards be of good cheer. Verse 7, so of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
On top part of the Sabbath day. Eyeball to eyeball.